The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome, dear friends. Welcome. It's quite... we're going to break some records for this Friday in terms of how many guests we're having. If you missed any part of the first hour, shame on you. What were you doing? We opened the show with Victor Davis Hanson for two segments and then Trish Regan, our new regular guest. It's okay. You can catch up on our YouTube channel. Those segments being posted right now. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell. It's free. And you can hear the great VDH and Trish, also available as a podcast. We will be joined momentarily by the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, then Jim Carafano for our regular Friday National Security Update, Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel, because, hey, it's Friday, which means it's also Second Amendment, and then a packed third hour with you, also the administrator of the Small Business Administration, about how we are managing incredibly rapidly to come out of the coronavirus national emergency, supporting U.S. businesses, America First, and then that incredible Marine who in Seattle disarmed two of those rioters who had stolen carbines, M4s, AR-15s from those patrol vehicles, one of whom, I don't know if you know this, was actually firing that weapon into police vehicles before John Karugi, former Marine Corps infantryman, disarmed both of them. An incredible story. Before we're joined by the Secretary of the Interior, can I sum up for you America in two stories? First one is Rob Reiner. How do people who make fun films, like When Harry Met Sally and The Princess Bride, become psychotic sociopaths? Rob Reiner. Donald Trump broke you, didn't he? This movie director, I'm reporting from Breitbart, David N. has written this piece. He's just tweeted out the following. Trump's 2020 election platform, : kill as many Americans as possible. It's not very funny, Rob Reiner. It's not like that scene in the diner from When Harry Met Sally. It's not like the Vincini standoff on the top of the mountain with the dread pirate Roberts from The Princess Bride. Reiner went on to write, feeling Americans are devastated by the heartbreaking loss of life from the dual viruses of racism and corona. His tweet continued, our president, a sociopath. Huh, little bit of projection there maybe, Mr. Reiner? Doesn't care. He's even okay if his cult followers in Tulsa die. Cult followers? I guess you didn't learn much from Hillary's deplorables comment. November 3rd can't come soon enough. Rob Reiner endorsed Joe Biden, who he said, quote, will restore our souls and standing as leader of the free world, a man who doesn't even know whether he's running for the Senate. And then another story to introduce our next guest. This is from LifeSite News, Pete Baklinski. Catholic youths heroically stop California mob from tearing down saint's statue. This is a saint in Ventura, California. There was a group of young Catholics who went up to this statue that celebrates the establishment of a Franciscan mission in San Buenaventura in 1782. The power of faith and courage. That's all it took. Who better to talk to us about statues preserving our heritage than the 53rd Secretary of the Interior? He's been on the show before. Secretary David Bernhardt, welcome back to America First.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to visiting with you today.
And we've had you actually on the program in the studio. We talked to you at CPAC as well. Today, we have to follow up the story. I was very concerned. I'll be honest with you, Secretary Bernhardt. I sent my producer down to Emancipation Square yesterday before the show. In the early afternoon, there was no protection there, no concrete bollards, no fences. Then as the show progressed here at America First, we heard the reports. Our sources sent us photographs that things were being done to protect the statue of our first Republican president, the great emancipator. The president has made certain announcements with regards to investigations. You are the Secretary of the Interior. Can you tell us, at least when it comes to federal monuments, what the plan is and what you and the resources you have made available to you have already done?
Well, the reality is that Congress has mandated in national parks that we provide for the enjoyment of objects by a means that will leave them unimpaired for future generations. And that includes a mandate to protect them from those that would do them harm. And I have done a number of things in the last few days as this has upticked. We have requested that the National Guard provide assistance in certain areas, and we have also ensured that whatever tools the park police need to do their job, anything they request, we're going to find a means to provide it. And for example, the bollards and the fencing that you mentioned. We will protect these monuments. We'll move with dispatch in addressing issues, and we will try when we catch folks in the act of committing crimes. We will work very hard to ensure that they are tried and prosecuted with severity. This is not a few folks getting into a park to have a good time. These are folks that intentionally want to destroy and rip from the pages of history, these monuments.
We heard that allegedly yesterday's planned attempt at 7 p.m. Eastern to tear down, to rip down that statue to President Lincoln, that was paid for by freed slaves. Let's be clear, that attack, that assault was postponed by the anarchists to 7 p.m. this evening. What have you heard? What are the preparations? Will you be there in force with your assets at 7 p.m. this evening? Have you redoubled the efforts to build that protection?
So I think that structure, we've used structures like this in the past, and the way that it's designed, I guess I would just say they're game changers. And so I would be very confident of our folks and the structures we have there. But we'll see. I mean, the reality is what you just said is so important. Most of these monuments and statues, when they were put on the ground, they were put there often through acts of Congress and often through a great deliberative process, and some of them came with great fanfare. I mean, some of the monuments that we have in front of the White House, 20,000-30,000 people came to watch their commemoration. Presidents unveiled them. And the reality is, when you have these things, there's a process if folks want to go about changing them, just like anything else, go to Congress, get Congress to give us direction, and we will follow that direction. We will not allow them to be destroyed without a reasonable process.
He's the Secretary of the Interior. Follow him, Sec Bernhardt, B-E-R-N-H-A-R-D-T. The President has used very tough words. Has he reinforced those with you in terms of if people do vandalize, destroy federal monuments, that they will be arrested and sentenced? Is that what he's told you as well, Secretary?
Well, the reality is one thing we all know about this president is he is pretty clear with his direction, and what you see with him, I hear. And he's been crystal clear of his interest in us doing our job.
Excellent. Well, we will see. We are less than 3 hours away from that new deadline. God bless you, everybody who works with the Department of the Interior, the marshals who have been deployed, the members of the National Guard, and all those who stand on the wall between, as you heard today, Victor Davis Hanson, the forces who protect civilization, and the anarchists, the nihilists who wish to tear it down. Those are the stakes involved, and that is why we are here at America First, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, every hour posted after the show ends. You can also check out our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit the subscription link, the notifications bell twice. And if you want access to this show without the commercial breaks all 3 hours, join our special subscription service. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join our exclusive service today. Back with Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation.
U.S. Constitution, America first.
Welcome to GunBroker.com, Second Amendment Friday with our new partners, my favorite gun site on the planet, GunBroker.com, which makes it so easy in one visit to find everything you need, guns, accessories, you name it. Bookmark their page right now. It ends in 4 hours. They've got an auction for a Series 70 lightweight Commander 1911 original Colt. I love the guy. He describes the auction. Gun born in 1975. Almost as old as I am, and it's immaculate. Do I put a bid in? Will I win? There's only one way to find out. Go to GunBroker.com right now. Discover the perfect deal and celebrate the Second Amendment with me. GunBroker.com. It's Friday, which means we also must do a tour d'horizon. We must talk national security with our favorite national security expert, Vice President of the Conservative Mothership, the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, James Carafano, JJ Carafano on Twitter. We have to talk immigration. We had Commissioner Mark Morgan on the show yesterday. Amazing stuff going on that nobody's talking about, especially related to coronavirus and powers coming from CDC. But first, let's talk about a big anniversary, Jim.
70th anniversary of the outbreak of the Korean War. That was yesterday. President and Mrs. Trump went to the Korean War Memorial, which I thought was just an incredibly beautiful gesture.
And it's an amazing memorial.
My dad fought in the Korean War. He had 18 months of combat time. He was standing on the banks of the Yalu River the night the Chinese counterattacked.
My gosh.
He had 100 men. 10 survived. 10 out of 100. And my dad never talked about the war. And the only time he ever talked about the war was, you know, I went to West Point. When you're a plebe, you go in the summer, and, you know, they just hazing and, well, not hazing, but, you know, getting the food, and it's hot and miserable. And then after about 3 weeks, they allow you to have a visitor. And my dad came up, and it's the first time I'd seen him in 3 weeks, and I almost just cried. And he took me to dinner at the hotel there, which is a thing I post there, and he talked about the Korean War. It's the only time in his life he ever talked about it.
Can you remember the apropos? Was it out of the blue? That's fascinating.
No, we were just sitting there, and he just started talking about the war, and he said, you know, it didn't matter how terrible or miserable or, you know, hungry or terrified we were, he says, I couldn't stop, you know, being I couldn't be depressed. I couldn't be demoralized because I had 10 lives I had to take care of. You know, it's just like I didn't have an option. But the care, and I thought, what am I complaining about?
Right. Puts it in perspective.
But I just thought that, you know, I have used that my entire life. And that's, I think, speaks so much to our times. I mean, people look out there and there's, you know, they're tearing down the monument of Ulysses S. Grant. They're rioting in the streets and you know, millions of people are out of a job. And there are people who are just playing politics with all this misery. And I think, how could you go to work and just say, okay, what policy are we going to come up with that's going to make the country better? And I go, what option do we have? We do not have a choice. This is our job, and we must persevere, regardless of how terrible it was. The men and women that fought in the Korean War, they don't get the credit that the World War II.
It's kind of a forgotten war, isn't it, in America's history?
Yeah.
Vietnam, for all the negative connotations, right, is there. World War II, the greatest generation. But for some reason, Korea just isn't there.
It's called the forgotten
war. It
is. And ironically, it had the worst of every kind of warfare you can imagine. Because, you know, there was the phase where, you know, we were racing up to the Alu and then we were retreating and we were fighting in the Pusan perimeter. So there's parts of it that looked like World War II. There
yes.
parts of it that looked like the Battle of the Bulge. And then the whole last phase of the war looked just like World War I.
Yeah.
People fought in trenches
yeah.
and they stabbed each other with bayonets.
And that bitter winter.
Yeah. So,
bone-chilling winter.
If there's a bad way to fight war, it happened in the Korean War. And
that's within living memory. I mean, that's 70 years ago. Talk to us now, if you would. I mean, because people don't realize often that there was no peace treaty.
Right.
There was a ceasefire. There was an armistice. So it's a kind of hot war that's been frozen in time. What is the significance today of that war 70 years later?
Well, you know, people that criticize the defense spending, say we should just spend more money on buses or, you know, buy food for children in schools. The benefits of our military, you know, even to this day, Europe is safe because of us. Two world wars within a single generation, nothing like that since. The Korean Peninsula, not just the Korean Peninsula, but all of Asia has been at peace since the Vietnam War. But again, it's the American presence there. South Korea is one of the most prosperous, vibrant, free countries on the planet. None of that would have happened without the American presence, the American military. I think we undersell and undervalue the contributions they make and the value that they pay off. And it's sad. Who knew that yesterday was the anniversary of the Korean War? We were too busy, you know, tearing down statues to remember the greatness of America and why we should all be proud to be Americans, not ashamed. Not apologizing. Proud.
Wow. North Korea, not a lot in the news lately.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, like the immigration story we're going to talk about, the forgotten story. Everybody said, oh, my God, Trump's going to start a war. He put North Korea in its place. He put in place a strategy, maximum pressure, sanctioning, missile defense, nuclear deterrence, conventional defense. It's checkmated the North Koreans for 3 years, and he added in the diplomatic option. He said, look, if North Korea wants a different path,
I'm going to talk.
Then we can talk. But he had the safety net in there that protected our interest and protected peace and security in that region. It's worked like a charm for his entire presidency. Zero credit for that.
I don't think I've ever mentioned it on this show. There's two instances in the Oval Office where the president was the most serious with me in private. I mean, really serious. One I have discussed, and that's Russia. I was in there to talk, I think, Iran, JCPOA, Iran deal. And then out of the blue, I think it was the day that Jared had to make some kind of statement, Russia came up, and the president looked at me, and he said, Sebastian, they will find nothing because there is nothing. And there was a kind of fire in his eyes, an anger. The second was Korea. And it was prior to the Singapore summit. And he just said, I am not prepared to ignite a war on that peninsula again. And it was one of the most serious things he ever said to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he understands the severity and the responsibility of his position.
And I think he's, you know, to me, this is the definition of prudence and the space between the Bush administration, the Obama administration. I mean, the Bush administration said, okay, we'll roll the dice, we'll fight a war, and we'll hope things come out better. The the Obama administration said, we will just run away from the problem and we'll hope things come out better. Trump says, you know, there is a middle path between running away and playing dice with the American soldier and the American people. And it is to be strong, to be forward present, to be committed, and force your competitors to respect that. It's actually worked pretty well for 4 years.
One of the key, if not the essential requirement or characteristic of true statecraft is prudence. Prudence, prudence. We're talking to James Carafano, Vice President of All Things National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Are you a member? Join today, heritage.org. Follow him on Twitter, JJ Carafano. More on our Friday National Security Roundup here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for 4 more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
You know what else is essential? Your happiness. And how do we ensure that? Why don't you come on an amazing trip, a trip of a lifetime? Join me and Mike Lindell. Yes, Mr. My Pillow. He's going to get out of your bathroom cabinet and come with me for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour, December 2nd to 11th, and we're inviting you to go right now to sebgorka.com to reserve your place. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour for a trip of a lifetime. We are back. It's Friday. It's our National Security Roundup with none other than the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, the center of the conservative movement, heritage.org, James Carafano, Colonel, Professor, Doctor. Just call him J.J. Carafano on Twitter. Jim, the many stories that nobody talk about in an age of statues, vandalism, riots, post-corona, Wu flu, is the border. The incredible things have happened. In fact, as a result of coronavirus, talk to us about what people should be aware of.
Yeah, so I actually had a piece in Fox News. I think it came out yesterday. So we got to just pull back for 60 seconds. How did we get here? Both the Bush and both the Obama administrations wanted to do comprehensive immigration and border security bills, and the deal was a massive amnesty, and then we'll do everything else. And nothing happened for almost 12 years. Nothing happened.
Despite the Democrats having the White House, the Senate, the Congress.
Republican-controlled Congresses, Democratic-controlled, it didn't matter. It never, because the American people knew that wasn't going to work. We did it in 1986. We passed them, all the massive amnesty did was incentivize a lot more illegal immigration. And, of course, it was the same kind of deal. Give us the amnesty, and then we'll do everything else. You get the amnesty, and you don't get everything else, right? So Trump came in office and said, no, I'm going to fix this. And what happened is when Obama failed the last time on the amnesty bill, he said, okay, because he promised all the people on the left, I'm going to get you guys amnesty, don't worry. And he failed to deliver on that. And so what he did instead is, I will give you everything I possibly can. So DACA, anything you could do administratively to slow down immigration, he delivered to the left. And so
I have a pen, I have a phone, remember?
And that actually created a partisan divide where immigration and border security essentially became partisan issues. And Republicans and conservatives were for immigration enforcement and border security, and the other side was against it. And so when Trump came into office, the other side said, We won't let you do anything. We won't let you secure the border. We won't let you deal with the caravans. We won't let you enforce the law. We're not going to permit any of that. And look at what he has done. He has built the border wall. And by the end of the year, there's going to be 400 miles of border. And why that's important is those 400 miles will cover all the main avenues, all the main corridors, that where the smugglers and people cross illegally. So that'll be closed. The illegal immigration is down. We're actually deporting more people now than come in. Enforcement is way up. We're not detaining families. We're not breaking up families. We're not having the massive abuse of the refugee system we had. We've cut way into the business of the human smugglers. The caravans have stopped. So the one.
How is that a bad thing, Jim?
Well, I think all those things are great things. And not only are they real accomplishments that benefit all Americans, 320 million, but that they were accomplished despite the other side in the courts, in the Congress, in the media, in the entertainment industry, in the punditry world, all the effort to stop him, and he accomplished those goals anyway.
Amazing. I remember a time where certain aspects of national security were, you know, they functioned across the aisle.
Right. Well, look at border security. I mean, in 2007, everybody voted to build a border fence. Now, you want to call it a fence, you want to call it a wall.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Right.
But the Democrats voted for that. And now they will tell you that voting to build a wall is immoral.
Yeah. We have the audio cuts. We've used them of the people who haven't disappeared, people who are the speaker, people who are the minority leader. We have the video of Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi saying we must secure the border. There has to be immigration reform. What changed America? Oh, yes, I know. The identity of the president. That's not how you should look at national security. The identity of the president shouldn't change your attitude to drug smugglers, to human traffickers, to weapon smugglers. That's not how you do it. Follow this man right now on Twitter, J.J. Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Joined today. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's natural. It's drug-free. It works. If you're suffering with pain today, please, please try this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Tens of thousands of Americans are gaining daily relief because of Relief Factor, and you could be the next one. Go to ReliefFactor.com, see the incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back, including Debron of Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you. Could you be the next Debron? Find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That works out to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. If you take it morning and evening, as do I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and tens of thousands of others. As the president says, what are you waiting for? You should be the next success story. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by GunBroker.com.
GunBroker.com, the world's largest digital marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, accessories, and so much more. The gun selection is unmatched with over 1 million daily listings. At GunBroker.com, you are certain to find the gun of your dreams. I did, more than once. Shop at GunBroker.com today. Our special Second Amendment guest. It's been far too long. He had some excuse about being in a forest last time or shooting guns and he couldn't hear his phone. A likely story. His name is Tim Harmson. He is the creator of one of my favorite YouTube channels, the Military Arms Channel. Welcome back, Mac.
Thank you so much for having me again, my friend.
Quick question. ZM177E2 versus Krinkoff. Which one are you going to go with?
I'm going to have to go with the XM177E2.
Come on.
No, I mean, the Krink, I love the Krink because it has that.
Krink is sexy, man.
But it's in the end, it's the M16 wins in my mind. I mean, everybody thinks I'm an AK guy, and I am, but the M16 has served our nation for over 55 years, and it just, they keep trying to replace it. They're doing it right now with the Spear program, and they just keep failing. The M4 just holds on to its title. So the XM177 is the predecessor.
I know the real reason, Tim Harmson. I know the real reason. It's your old man eyes, isn't it? You just can't see those AK Krinkoff sights. Admit it.
I have to admit it because I think you actually watched my videos, because I do admit it. My old man eyes have a hard time with those crank sights.
See, I watch these videos. You have to subscribe right now, Military Arms Channel. Dude, congratulations. I just noticed you've busted 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, I did that right at Christmas. It was my Christmas present from my viewers. We broke 1 million. So
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
They owe me a golden play button now. I wonder how long it'll take them to send it to me.
when they start really, really messing with you, and you know the algorithms deploy every day, do they take that back? Do they send in like the SWAT team to take back your golden YouTube plaque?
Well, they have to send it to me first, and I have a funny feeling I may not ever see it.
Oh dear! Yes, they are fascists, as I've said many times on this show. But hey. We have to build our own platforms. Let's talk about what's been happening in the last few months. What are your experiences? I've been seeing it in Virginia. Insane levels of gun purchasing, ammunition. You can't buy 9mm if you try. What are you seeing? I know you're connected with Copper Custom as well. Talk to us about Military Arms Channel and what you're seeing across America as we see people rioting in the streets.
So, like you said, you know, we have a retail store, and I have a lot of friends with retail stores and obviously a lot of connections in the industry, and everybody's just overrun. And I can say from a personal experience through our own store and again through conversations, we're seeing an entirely different clientele. The you know, typical gun collector isn't what we're seeing anymore. We're seeing a tremendous number of first-time gun buyers from all walks of life. And they're all coming in because they're concerned about the civil unrest. They're concerned about the COVID. That's what kind of kicked it off. And now that we've gone into this, you know, Antifa phase where we have fascists trying to take over the country and destroy history and violently burning cities and pushing cops out, you know, people are concerned for their own personal safety. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. And they're starting to realize that. So I hope that they don't just do this until, you know, everything starts to calm back down and sell those guns on the used market. I hope they remain a firearm owner, they get the training, and they become vocal, and they help support the cause. Because right now, a lot of people that just 6 months ago were anti-gun have suddenly become pro-gun, and they're on our side of the argument.
Yes, and if you're still looking for one, you've got to check out gunbroker.com, have it shipped to your local FFL. The choice is absolutely staggering. And isn't it interesting, Tim, not just, you know, they weren't pro-gun, but in my estimation, a lot of these people are Democrats. They're not Republicans. And now suddenly they believe in the Second Amendment.
Yes. And, you know, and we have conversations, obviously, with the customers that come in, and a lot of them self-identify as Democrat, but they don't, they deviate now on that particular plank in the platform. And the Democrats, I think they need to be careful about this, because I don't think it's going to be an issue that they're going to successfully tackle in the elections because of what's happening right now. I think, you know, a lot of middle of the road Democrats, not the far left lunatics, but the more middle of the road Democrats are really looking at this thinking, you know, this is getting crazy in the United States. And in the 50 years I've been on the planet, I've never seen the United States this divided, this torn apart, and you know, people need to be able to protect themselves and their families, especially when the police are taking a step back by the order of the government, and you're left fending for your business or yourself or your family.
There should be certain issues that are never, never party political. Protecting the most vulnerable, especially the unborn. National security, keeping all Americans safe. the Constitution, the amendments to the Constitution should not be party political. In the last minute we have with Tim Harmsen, founder of the Military Arms Channel, follow him on Twitter, Mac, M-A-C underscore arms. Subscribe to Military Arms Channel on YouTube. What can we tell us in the next 60 seconds? What are you got planned for us coming up on YouTube?
So we're doing we're taking a look at the new Zastava AKs coming in from Serbia, and I just filmed a video today comparing it to the old Yugoslavian rifles, which we know that Yugoslavia is no longer a country, but the new Serbian rifles. We do a comparison to that. I just got back from an awesome prairie dog hunt out in Wyoming, and I was using my MDR Bullpup and 6.5 Creedmoor and several other rifles, including a Robinson Armament XCR. So it was quite the diverse collection of firearms that we were out there hunting with. So it was a lot of fun.
I am a Bullpup fan. Love my AUG. Love my RFB from Caltech. Oh, and by the way, the Robinson Arms. Not only do I have my M63 Stoner replica, but the XCR. I have two of those incredible weapons. Check them out at gunbroker.com. And by while you're at it, while you're online, go and watch his videos. Just watch them all. They're superb. He's Tim Harmsen, the Military Arms Channel on YouTube, Mac underscore arms on Twitter. Keep doing what you do, Mac. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it's drug-free. It's natural. It works. If you are suffering from pain, you need to try this out right now. Tens of thousands of Americans are gaining daily relief. You could be the next one. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the amazing testimonials from across the country of Americans who are getting their life back, liberated from pain. And then order your three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it for 3 weeks. In the morning, in the evening, as do I, and find out if you could be the next success story. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free, like Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story? It's so easy. Do it now. As the president says, what have you got to lose? You need to be the next success story. Find out if you could be the next Yvonne by going to ReliefFactor.com, ordering the three-week quick starter pack right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you by GunBroker.com.
You know Antifa that Tim mentioned? The Antifa that's been rioting, beating up gay conservative reporters like Andy Ngo? Well, guess what? Jerry Nadler has something very short to say about Antifa, and it may surprise you.
Colin. Dealing with imaginary things like Antifa.
Just play it again.
Dealing with imaginary things like Antifa.
Jerry Nadler. He thinks Russian collusion is real, but Antifa is imaginary. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Let's go to Lou in Queens, line three. Welcome, Lou. You've been very patient. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Dr. G, it's been a long time. I really appreciate being on here, and you had a phenomenal show.
It's not over yet, Lou. It's not over yet.
Yes. Yeah, Victor David Hansen is such an incredible guy. So what I was calling about is I think that for politicians, we should have, not as a platform, but what they're going to run on, they should adopt the premise that they want to enact a politician or public servant accountability act. But politicians like Nadler for Schiff, who spend government money, our money, taxpayer money, to have hoaxes, is quite a waste of our time, so that they should be held accountable. And this is similar to the law that was passed years ago against the officers of a corporation, that they passed a law about piercing the corporate veil that made them accountable and that they couldn't hide behind the corporation. So things like another one would be when politicians allow for radicals to take over the streets, take over a city, and have no action on it, take no action on it. They should be held accountable. They should be thrown out when they have a situation where they allow illegal aliens to come into our country and allow them to vote and give them our taxpayer dollars. It's criminal. They should be held accountable. They should be sent to jail, if not thrown out of office. When you look at some of the judges that take actions like this judge with General Flynn,
yeah,
beyond logic, he should have been thrown out a long time ago. And the other one I'd like to see, besides that, is a crimes against the Constitution. When a politician or a public servant takes an action to deny not allowing people, a corporation like Yahoo, Google, and Twitter that are taking people's rights, it's a violation against the Constitution. They should be held accountable for that, similar to RICO violation acts. What are your thoughts on that?
I love it. I wish I had time to respond. I've got 34 seconds left. I love it all. Why should the governor of New York have sovereign immunity for sending thousands of New Yorkers to die with coronavirus to old people's homes? He should be sued into the ground. Stay on the line, Lou. You deserve the signed copy of Defeating Jihad. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.